Hello.
Hello.
My name is Abubakar Dahir and I'm the policy advisor for the governor of the Central Bank of Somalia. To get the chance to build a central bank from scratch almost. This is something that happens once every 100 years. So it's an extraordinary journey and I'm very proud that I'm able to take part in this.
We've just come in off the street and it's extraordinary around here in the centre of Mogadishu. Every building looks like Stalingrad, ruins, destruction everywhere. And then suddenly there's this bright turquoise building. Has it survived the war intact or has it been renovated?
It's seen some refurbishments.
And here we've just come up to a big vault with a huge thick metal door and inside pitch dark. And this used to hold bullion, dollars?
Yeah. All kinds of foreign currency, hard currency.
Do you expect it to be full again one day?
Hopefully. I'm banking on Somalia and I think peace is the only ingredient that has been missing.
Somalia is very well plugged into the modern world.
Well, exactly. I mean, I don't think there's any other country in the world where you have probably, I'd say, 300,000 Somali Americans. You've got 500,000 or 600,000 British Somalis. And as Somalis say, in every destruction, there's an opportunity.
We've seen the empty vaults. Now, where's the money?
I'll take you to...
Yes, Bank of British Department.
Okay, we're going into the counting room. There are three men here sitting at a table counting huge piles of Somali notes.
Yes. The last time they were printed, the legal tender ones and not the fake ones, was in 1991, and they're quite fragile banknotes. After that, there's been four issues of fake money that's been circulating in the economy. And one of the most amazing things is that if you look at it in legal definition, they're not legal tender, they are false, they're fake money. But they've been accepted by the public. And there's no other country that I'm aware of where fake money has actually been accepted by the public as means of paying.
And can you tell by looking at these notes here if they're fake or not?
Yes, you can. But it's not fake because people pay it in taxes. They buy plane tickets with it. And what this fake money actually has done is that for 22 years when it hasn't been printed, it actually helped the economy. It helped the money supply because there hasn't been any central bank who've been printing it. They've been doing it.
Hello, Mr. Swift guy.
Okay, we're going to unlock another door. And in we go to the special room housing the Swift machines.
It allows us to connect to the global payment system, if I'd call it. It allows the central bank to conduct its banking services and transactions abroad.
How long has Somalia been